Ezekiel chapter 4. But you, son of Adam, get yourself a tile, and place it in front of you, and engrave on it a city, Jerusalem, and lay a siege to it, and build a wall of circumvallation against it, and throw up a rampart against it, and put encampments against it, and place battering rams against it all round. And get yourself an iron baking dish, and place it as an iron wall between yourself and the city, and be resolute against it, and it will come under siege, and you will besiege it. It is a sign to the house of Israel. And lie on your left-hand side, and put the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. You will bear their iniquity according to the number of days you lie on it. And I will impose on you the years of their iniquity according to the number of days, 390 days. So you will bear the iniquity of the house of Israel, and you will complete these days. Then you will lie a second time on your right-hand side, and you will bear the iniquity of the house of Judah for 40 days. A day for a year, a day for a year is what I have appointed you. So be resolute with the siege of Jerusalem, and have your arm exposed when you prophesy against it. And look, I will put bonds on you, and you will not turn over from side to side until you have completed the days of your siege. And get yourself some wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and spelt, and put them in a receptacle, and make them into bread for yourself according to the number of days for which you will be lying on your side. You will eat it for 390 days, and your portion which you will eat will be 20 shekels in weight per day. From time to time you shall eat it, and you will drink water by measure, a sixth of a hin. From time to time you will drink, and you will eat barley cake, and you will bake it in their sight using stools of human excrement. Then the Lord said, that is how the sons of Israel will eat their unclean bread among the nations to which I will drive them. Then I said, alas, my Lord the Lord, look, I myself have not been defiled, and I have not eaten a corpse or anything preyed on from my youth up to now, and no abominable flesh has come to my mouth. Then he said to me, look, I will allow you ox dung instead of human stools, and you will make your bread over that. And he said to me, son of Adam, I am about to break the supply of bread in Jerusalem, and they will eat bread in weighed out amounts, and with anxiety, and they will drink water in measured amounts, and in bewilderment, because they will lack bread and water, and they will be astonished at one another, and they will waste away in their iniquity.